Yeah, and we're back with Sundance Real in the Morning and even an uninspected endorsement from one of our guests.
Yes, walking into our studios. Normally, there's a huge window right here, and you can see everything going on, but you might have seen there's construction going on. Currently, we're under construction to expand the space. So thank you for, we have an artist that's one of our DJs that has decided to paint a picture for you.
It's really nice.
Yes.
Anyway, welcome to KPCW and the Sundance Film Festival.
And Charter. Which is the title apparently comes from an illicit charter trip to the Canary Islands, which our central character, played by Anna, is taking with her children. And Anna and director Amanda Kernell, sort of take it away and tell us what is what's happening here.
In the movie?
Yeah.
The film is about Alice, played by Anna, who can't see her children. She hasn't seen them in months. And then at one night, her son calls her in the middle of the night, weeping helplessly and is scared. And so she goes up north to this little village in the north where they live with her father. And it turns out he's turned both the community and the children against her. And her only way to see them is to leave with them, or abduct them, you could say. So she leaves with them for the Canary Islands to try to repair things.
Hmm. And is the Canary Islands, is that a normal destination for people that live in this area to go? I mean, it's obviously dichotomic with where the father's living is tundra. And then, of course, you go to this beautiful beach area in the film.
Yeah. The film starts up by north of the Polar Circle in Sweden, and then there's this lava desert in the Canary Islands. But yeah, in Sweden, and I say the Nordic countries where we go for vacation, a typical
charter. It's like us going to Miami or something like that, right?
That would be the Canary Islands. And I did a lot of research for this film. I mean, it's a personal story, but I also did a lot of research interviewing, especially women who have left or abducted their own children in difficult custody cases. And quite many of them have left for charter resorts because it's safe and, you know, it's like vacation and the children can play and go to the pool and doesn't feel that dangerous.
Why is it a personal story for you?
Well, I'm from a family with generations of divorced parents. So I guess I grew up with having to think about what that does to you as a child, with loyalty, responsibility, power. But now I felt I wanted to do something from the parents' perspective. So I see the film as a love story between a mother and a daughter, and sort of a declaration of love to divorced parents. So I had to explore being a parent in this situation. Of course, I only also know the situation with children being abducted. I had to look into, like, how far would you go as a parent if this happened to you? If you can't see your kids, you're not sure if they're all right. Like, how far would I go? And in a difficult custody case, and is there a point where you should let go? Can you ever, as a mother, stop fighting for your kids? Isn't that a betrayal?
And
Anna, is that right? How did you come involved to play Alice? How did you get involved with this project? And then after you got involved with the project, I mean, talked a little bit about your character and how you brought her to life.
I'm not quite sure how I got there
for a
screen
role,
test.
Yeah?
I don't know how that happened exactly. I've never asked.
Now maybe I have to answer that
question. Yeah, I think maybe.
No, but Anna is one of the most talented actors and actresses, you know, we have in the Nordic countries. She's very big in Norway, but not very well known in Sweden. People don't know she speaks Swedish, which she does in the movie. And I wanted to find an Alice, a main character that would fight and not lay down and be a victim. And she has this amazing energy and like vibrant, energetic side. And also she is very charismatic. And I think I wanted a mother who could be this like rock star, has this like rock star personality that can even impress a teenage daughter. And who could also, you know, who can live in freedom, but maybe can't be herself if she's suffocated in a small society where she's not welcome anymore.
The chemistry between you and your daughter, I mean, I love the way that dynamic goes of you really just butting heads in the beginning and coming together. Can you talk a little bit about that process and how you came to find that time with this actress?
She's a very sort of very brave person, I would say. She's tough and she's very, very cool girl, which is important because when you work with, she's not a professional actor, of course. She's still a child, although she's 15. So she's this weird mixture of a grown-up person and a teenager and a child. And working with children then is different from working with trained actors, where you can go, okay, we do this version, we do that. You can work in another way. You have to more take what you get there and then, and Amanda to try to push her to limits. But I knew that I could go as far as I could. I didn't have to be careful with this girl because she could take anything from me. I felt, yeah, we had this chemistry where she wouldn't be afraid even whatever I did to her, rehearsing or shooting. I wouldn't scare her for real.
No, I think she's very special. Her name is Tintin Pogazzari. She's never acted before. And I needed to find a girl who could be a strong enough opponent to Anne, who's a very strong person and with like that kind of energy, and also the character Alice. And so I had to find a teenager with that much integrity and strength.
Yeah, exactly. That's a very important word with Tintin. She has this wonderful integrity.
Yeah, and I think also recognize it from home. She's from a Sami family up north, as I am. And I guess I recognize that kind of strength and pride, I don't know, from my own family. So she's very, she's not just any teenager. She's someone you could... If you hurt her, she might never forgive you.
Yeah.
Well, in American film, there is this saying about don't work with children and animals.
Yeah.
Broken that rule in every movie, I think.
Every
Even
film
a bird.
That you just decided to break rules and that's what you started with?
I was here with Sami Blood for 3 years ago in the spotlight section, and that was also a film with teenagers and reindeer.
Well, so you broke in that.
Yeah, now it's...
You covered all the categories already.
Yeah, and this film is also... I think it's about also a sense of authenticity. And then, of course, I'm interested in also the children's perspective in this custody case situation, their loyalty and power also, because when you're old enough, you can also choose who to live with.
Yeah.
But that means a great responsibility. I needed that perspective, but then I also always want to expand the film to, I mean, it should look as violent as it feels. So that's why we had to go up north. It was minus 30 degrees Celsius and then to the lava desert and making very difficult scenes in water with children, in cold water with children. I don't recommend that, but it's physical and visual.
A family divorce drama in Sweden, is there a certain temperament that is different from, say, something in France, or something about the country that kind of...
Well, using the country as a character in this film, as you do,
affects,
right?
Affects the tone.
I don't know about the country, but certainly the place where it's set, I mean, it's set in a very small community in the north. I'm from just south of the polar circle myself, and that means a lot. I think it's to work with the cold and these small societies where we're very, the societies and communities and cities are very spread out. So you only have those people living there, and if you're let out in the cold, like the main character is physically cold. If you're not let inside with the others into their houses in the warm, so it's, you know, you can feel it being out in the snow, but also there are only those people there,
yeah,
you know, that you're left with. So I think that's a difference being in a custody case in a very, very small village than in a big city.
So, and coming to Sundance with our weather, then this is like summer?
Spring, right?
This is spring-like conditions. Are you enjoying your time here in Utah? Have you, you've been here again, your return trip here. And is this your first trip to Sundance?
This is my first time. I'm very excited to be here. It's a festival I've heard a lot about. It's got a great reputation, so it's nice to be here.
Excellent. Yep. Well, as we wrap up, you've been sitting listening to the Sundance Reel, sitting with Amanda Kernel and lead star of her film Charter, Anna. I'm sorry, I didn't write down your last name.
I can say it for you. Okay, Norwegian.
Del Torp.
Yeah, wonderful, great,
wow. Excellent. Yes, I've butchered everybody's name that before, and I apologize. Anyway, it's a great film. When can they see it, Rick?
Next time up for the your debut is today, correct?
Yes, the world premiere is tonight at 8:30.
8:30 at the Prospector Square. You're back on Tuesday at the Redstone Cinema, and again Wednesday at the Library in Park City. On Friday, you're down to Salt Lake, and then your final screening is this Saturday at the Temple Theater in the afternoon, 3:00. And so plenty of chances to see Charter. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Yeah, okay.
Tune in and find out about some of the unknown and talented independent filmmakers from around the world. Join us for the Sundance Reel each weekday morning between 9 and 10. We'll highlight some of the most intriguing films being presented at this year's Sundance Film Festival. That's the Sundance Reel weekday mornings from 9 to 10 through January 31st, right here on KPCW or online, kpcw.org.
The Sundance Reel is brought to you in part by Sundance Institute, presenting the 2020 Sundance Film Festival from January 23rd through February 2nd. And Acura, proud 10-year sponsor of the festival and supporter of independent film and music. Learn more at acura.com.